This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. Citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to Citizens Council Forum. Today, we're very pleased to have as our guest Senator Harry F. Byrd, Democrat from Virginia. Senator Byrd has been in the United States Senate since 1933. He's chairman of the powerful Senate Finance Committee, also chairman of the Joint Committees on Reduction of Non-Essential Federal Expenditures and on Internal Revenue Taxation. Senator Byrd, it's indeed a privilege to have you on the program again, sir. Delighted to have you with us.
Dick, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
I'd like to ask you to begin with, do you object to being referred to as a conservative?
No, Dick, I'm one of the few senators, perhaps, that do not object. To the contrary, I'm proud of it.
Well, but to you, what does being a conservative mean?
Well, I just want to explain and give my definition of it. I'm not a conservative in the sense that I want to turn the clock back, or that I'm a mossback and don't want progress, but I want progress along sound lines. And I want to preserve the fundamental principles of our government, to conserve them. And I think that's the best type of being a conservative. And I want to just quote here just for a moment what Thomas Jefferson said. Thomas Jefferson said, a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for a second, the second for a third, and so on till the bulk of society is reduced to misery without sensibilities, except for sin and suffering. The result, said Thomas Jefferson, of this frightful situation is public debt. Taxation follows that, and in its train, there is righteousness, wretchedness, and oppression. Now, my conservatism is along the lines of conserving those things that have made this country, in a very short space of time, the greatest nation in the world, the principles of our government.
Well, Senator Byrd, do you believe that centralization of power is inimical to conservative government?
I think it's inimical to a cervical government, and it's inimical to a democratic government, because it means the concentration of power means, when it's in the federal government, that then the rights of the states are destroyed, and the liberties of the people, and also the communities and our local self-government, which is one of the foundation stones upon which our constitutional democracy has been built.
Do you believe that once the trend toward centralization has begun, there is any way to check it, or does it usually continue to some drastic extreme?
Well, it has continued, as we all know, for the past 25 or 30 years. And we must remember that ours is a government originating in the sovereignty of the states. Neither the federal government or the local governments have any power or authority except that granted by the sovereign states. Our strength lies in the principle of decentralized authority, through a system of government designed to concentrate our power against foreign enemies and at the same time protect our domestic freedoms.
What are some of the evils of centralization of power in government, Senator Byrd?
Well, the evils of centralization of power is that the authorities that should be powers that should be had by the local authority, the local officials elected by the people are destroyed, and that the authorities come to Washington, the power. And this nation is so vast and so diversified in its interests, and you destroy the wisdom of the government and the freedom of the people. For example, when I came to the Senate 28 years ago, there was only one grant to the states. That was for roads. Now there are 67 grants, all of which are paid for by money It comes from the states, yet it's sent back to the states by the federal government, and the states are told exactly how they have to spend that money. And that will apply, let me say incidentally, to aid to education. In the event that that's enacted, federal aid to education, which I sincerely hope it will not be enacted.
Now, Senator Byrd, if this trend toward centralization continues, do you believe it will ultimately lead to some form of socialism?
Unquestionably. Excessive centralization inevitably produces the evils of state socialism. Socialism might have gone farther and faster in the United States, except for the British failure in socialized industry and the occasionally effective conservation coalition in Congress. We have a coalition, as you know, Dick, among the conservatives in Congress. It was headed in the House by Howard Smith, the chairman of the Rules Committee, and a number of senators on my side, and we've been effective at times in preventing socialistic action, socialistic laws, by having a coalition of conservatives who vote regardless of party lines, but vote to preserve the principles of government.
Do the states still have any rights left, Senator Byrd? Or, as we have heard during the past 5 or 6 years, has the Supreme Court actually taken all of the rights of the states away from the states?
Well, I wouldn't say they've taken all of them, but I think they've taken a great many of them away. And it's amazing to me the rights that have been taken away by the Warren Supreme Court in a brief space of about 7 years, I believe, since the integration decision in 1954. I won't take up your time, and we haven't got the time to give in detail how the Warren Court has usurped power, that has attempted to legislate, have gone out of the field of defining the constitutionality of laws and gone into the field of making laws by their decisions. And I think the Warren Court has done more to destroy the rights of the states than any other court, or all the courts combined in our histories.
Well, Senator Byrd, as chairman of the Finance Committee, I know that you are very definitely concerned with the problem of how to finance this vast government establishment which we now have, and how to keep the country on a sound financial footing. I know that you've done a lot of research into the problem of federal expenditures and the so-called federal aid programs and federal subsidies. I know that a lot of people are sincerely wondering about these federal aid programs, so-called. Are they really helping the country in the long run, do you believe? Or are they leading us toward a more paternalistic form of government?
Well, they're certainly leading us to a more paternalistic form of government. And we must not forget the fact that all the money comes from the people back home. It comes down to Washington. The Bureau bureaucracy takes about 20% of it. They send the other 80% back to us. They're required to match it. To try to be matched by the state governments and then dictate as to how the money will be spent. It's a very bad system, and I've opposed it from the beginning, but as I've just mentioned, it's increased from one federal grant 28 years ago now to 67 and constantly growing. Now this federal aid to education will open up a Pandora box of spending. There'll be no end to it, and it'll mean the federal control of our schools as the years go on. It may not come immediately, but it'll certainly mean the federal dictation.
Do you believe that weaknesses in our domestic financial policies lead us into weaknesses in our dealings abroad?
Well, there's no doubt about that, but as shown by the seepage of gold, and we have tried to be the policeman of the world and the bank of the world and the Santa Claus of the world, and that's too much for any one nation to undertake. We ought to stop this foreign aid, this economic aid. We've rebuilt these nations abroad. And those nations like Germany and France and others that are prosperous today because of the money we've given them in the past should take over the burden now to furnish whatever aid may be necessary to other countries throughout the world.
From your experience here in Washington, Senator Byrd, would you say that our government is in danger today of being taken over almost completely by minority pressure groups of one sort and another?
Well, I think, Dick, that depends upon the circumstances. Now, the minority pressure groups are serious, are very, very serious, especially when they have the balance of power. If a pressure group, as I've known them to do it, they'll vote Democratic one time and Republican another time. Now, if there's a balance of power there, say 2 or 3 or 4 or 5%, they can sometime control the elections. And they usually vote for their selfish interests. Mm-hmm. They not vote along political lines, but they vote to obtain some special privilege from the government.
Is there any chance for just the average citizen to help to get things moving again in the right direction?
Well, Dick, after all, this is supposed to be a democracy, and we elect people to go to Congress and Senate and so forth. It's up to the people to elect representatives that will vote to preserve our institutions of government and to vote for the best interests of all the country.
Have you seen any signs recently that the people are awakening, that they are demanding more of their representatives in Washington?
I think there's awakening. There's a realization on the part of the people, I think, that we've gone as far as we can go, that we've reached the bottom of the barrel. We've got a debt of nearly $300 billion. There's no prospect of balancing the budget in the immediate future. And I think the people now, there's a great bulk of the people, I may say that I think a big majority of the people want us to balance our budget, want us to avoid the devaluation of the dollar. They want us to stop the seepage of gold, which is leaving this country by reason of the fact that we have an adverse balance of trade abroad. And we've lost, in the last two or three years, we've lost one half of our free gold. And if we should lose all this gold and would have nothing to back the dollar, we'd be in a very serious and critical condition throughout the world.
Soviet Premier Khrushchev has said that our children and grandchildren will live under communism. Do you feel that there is any danger of this coming about if we don't get on the right policy financially?
Well, I would say, Dick, if we would ever get to a point where our dollar would be cheapened, as it incidentally, since 1940, it's gone down from 100 cents to 46 cents. And that would be a very serious thing, and it would lead to some other form of government. Now, whether it be communism or not, I don't know. But we can't continue as a nation unless we have a strong fiscal system and unless we keep the dollar strong in international exchange, because that's the chief money, as you know, that's interchanged between the other nations of the world. And this dollar, as I've said, has gone down more than one half. We're in serious danger of losing the gold unless we reform our procedure and balance our budget and start paying off on the public debt. I believe that one single thing would do more to prevent inflation than anything else. Start to pay on the public debt.
Do you believe that concurrent with this would come a return to the idea of states' rights?
I certainly think that's all in the same pattern.
Senator Byrd, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us today, sir.
Glad to be here.
Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator Harry F. Byrd, Democrat from Virginia, Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. Join us again next week at the same time, when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.